Good morning. We are here. It is September the 9th, 2014. Full moon in Pisces. Let us begin. You are moving now from the summer into the fall, and it is coming up on the equinox, when the equal day and night cycle. And all of these things have to do with balance. All of these things have to do with the cycles of time and balance. And a very good metaphoric idea of that is, of course, the figure eight of the infinity sign. And anyone who knows the cycles of the planets can see that infinity sign, how the Earth moves around the Sun during the year. And the equinoxes are, of course, those points where you meet the middle. And so here you are, coming up on another one of these balance points. And it's a good time to think in terms of balance. What we mean by that is, where are you in balance and where are you out of balance in your life? You can see the world seems to be out of balance in some places, and you've got what's going on in the Ukraine, you've got what's going on in the Mideast, you've got all of these crazy sort of battling, warlike things going on. Where is the opposite of that? Where is the positive things going on? And we would suggest they are there. But for many of you, you're not aware of them because they do not find their way into the news. They're not as newsworthy as these darker, more negative aspects are. We want you to imagine that there is a lot of good going on that you're unaware of. We want you to think about that for a moment. Whether it is people who are waking up, discovering their inherent power, their inherent strength, whether it is groupings that are waking up, see that kind of activity where people are waking up. They're not focusing so much on the one side of the balance. They're going to wake up and see that there's another side. And that other side will begin to pull the swing, if you will, the balance, back to a more neutral place. And so if you can imagine some of the bad things you've been hearing, whether it is the activities of this grouping in the Mideast or whether it is whatever, if you can imagine that all of that, as bad as that sounds, there is something equally as good going on to balance it. Imagine what that is, whether it is, as we said, people waking up to the dangers of the manipulation of your food supply, whether it's people waking up to the dangers of the imbalance in your financial systems, whether it is people who are waking up to the value of their neighbors and their neighborhoods and the value of their friendships and the value of the people in their lives. It is real easy to lose sight of these things, how much value of a positive nature things are going on. And we spoke recently of the idea of forgiveness and how important it is to forgive. Now, let us just say for a moment, forgiveness isn't so much about what you do for that person you're forgiving. It's what you do for you. You see, when you can bring forgiveness for something that has happened. We're not saying that you need to be a doormat. Don't confuse the two. But you are letting go of a resentment, an energy that is in a very real way causing you an imbalance within you. And so it is very important. That is why if you can look at some of the spiritual leaders in your world, they have been wronged, many of them, but they do not dwell on how they were wronged. Nelson Mandela spent all those years in prison, but he didn't come out with vengeance for the people who imprisoned him. He came out and said, okay, I can't live with all of that crap in the past. Let's let that go and move forward. It is important that you keep that in mind, because there's a lot of intention to keep you focused on the negative. Because those who have been manipulating you know that if they can keep you focused on the negative, you will follow them wherever they are going. And we're not just picking on the Republicans, although they really do seem to want to focus on the negative. But this happens all over. This happens in many areas, whether it is government, whether it is organizations for health. Oh, worry about Ebola, worry about the negatives. How about the idea that you're all getting healthier? That you're all beginning to learn how to eat healthier, and you're all beginning to learn what's in your environment that is making you sick and how to get it out of your environment. How much of that is going on? How much pushback on destroying the land, destroying the water, destroying the air? How much pushback is that getting? When was the last time you heard anyone talk about this pipeline? Because these things are getting better. And so imagine there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work going on. Imagine that there's a lot of off-of-your-radar things going on that are going to begin to become known to you. Your consciousness is going to say, I want to know more about the positives. Show me the positives. And see how the positives start to find their way to your consciousness. Because that is how you are going to balance all of this negativity. By seeing that there is positive stuff to balance it out there. And what will occur is there'll be less. If you can imagine, if the negativity starts to drop off, you can then come more towards a middle point. It'll be easier to get there. There won't have to be so much on one side to pull this other thing over. And so we mention this now because it is important to think in terms of balance. There isn't just one side or the other. You are in this world to learn how to dance the dance of life. And that means balance. It means being able to spin on your toes like a ballerina. Ballerina does not put a lot of weight in one hand and no weight in another to try and balance on their toes. They don't do this. They become very conscious of what's connected and what's on them and how they are moving with all of this momentum and things of that sort. And so see that. See yourself. It's like being a top. Understand? And see yourself rearranging to counter the imbalances. Our vehicle is thinking right now of the car tires. We're not sure if any of you are aware of your car tires. Your car tires must be balanced, or they will wear the tire out badly. And so what do mechanics do? They put the tire on a machine, they get it to spin, they find how it wobbles, and they add weight to counterbalance the wobble until they find that place where equal weights on each side prevent the wobble. And so see yourself correcting the wobble of the world by finding and moving those weights around in your mind. Because that's where the wobble is. We're not talking about the wobble of the planet. We're talking about the wobble of your thoughts, your manifestation. It seems to be wobbling. Well, find the things that bring balance back. Our vehicle was thinking about this just the other day, and it came to him this idea that how many really good things are out there? He's so busy looking at all of the negatives, he decided, well, what's the good things? What is it that's good that's going on? And he started to find them without even looking very hard. It could be something as simple as cleaning a room or getting rid of something that has been long overdue to get rid of. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, things are getting better. He recently had to fix the plumbing in the house. There was a blockage. And he was all concerned about how he was going to have to call the Roto-Rooter man and have him come and spend hundreds of dollars. And then it turned out to be something very simple that he was able to do very, very quickly on his own with the things that were around the house. He just took something that was in a part of the property, fixed, and got the plumbing repaired. Took minutes. That kind of thinking is what we want you to all sort of imagine. That there are things in your environment that can correct these problems that are worrying the hell out of you. Worrying the hell out of you. Whether it is, again, what's going on with the political, what's going on with the military, what's going on with the world in general, the Ebola virus, all of these things. There are solutions for all of these negative concepts within your grasp, easily brought to bear on these things. And so become aware of it. Look around and see it. See it finding you. Intend that it finds you. The power of intent. With that we will depart. It's been our pleasure.